Blog Talk Radio.
Have a story to tell. Happy Saturday to you. Amen. We have a wonderful topic this morning, and God is really doing wonderful things. Amen. When you think of the goodness of God and all he's done, I'm telling you, we cannot praise him enough. He's just been so good, and sometimes you get blessings when you don't even think you deserve it. He is a wonderful Savior. He is God. I thank him this morning. Amen. And this morning we're going to talk about our children. We're going to talk about the juvenile system. You know, today we have our campaign prayer for, you know, our juvenile system and our children. We have young teenagers actually being brought into court and being tried as an adult. So what do you think? Do you think that they should be tried as an adult, or do you think that they should be tried as juvenile? Now, my concern is, where do the problem lies at? You know, we have to fix the problem. And the problem, amen, we got to realize, amen, that we got to be able to fix it, to improve the law enforcement, correction office, and the and parents and children. That's the one thing that we have to correct. Amen. God is holding us responsible. So we're going to give you a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to get into just a little bit of it. It's a concern of mine, really. It really is. And I think the last campaign prayer that we have for juveniles was 2011. So it's come up again. So it's like every 3 years. So we want to keep our children before the Lord. Amen. Because we know that he is the only one can fix it. Also, people have concerns and questions. You know, they're saying, are we good example for our children in America? And then some are saying, you know, are we helping our children, or are we killing our children in America? And then the other question is, what is it going to take for us? What is it going to take America to fix the system? So, you know, we have these questions and these concerns that people are concerned about, and these are things that we can take to God in prayer. Also, we want to let you know we do have attached to the studio, you know, a video, and it's about the juvenile system and how the juvenile system is treating our children and how our children is reacting to it. So we want you to click onto that and tell me what your views and points are. Amen. You can go to my Facebook, Nina C. Livingston, and you can click on it, and it's entitled Scare Straight. Teens group meetings as a teen inmate. So you might want to click on that. It has short videos of the different ones. These are reality. These are things that's really happening. So we hope that you join us, amen, and into the prayer, amen. If you have any comments, you know the number, 646-915-9303. Also, I want to mention, too, that Push Magazine, we have an article in there, and it says, present caring teacher helping students to achieve academically. And so what we need to do is get our children back in school. And I have an article on that. And so if you'd like to have a copy of the magazine, you know, just contact me. You know, the number, Erica, 910-723-5707, or you can mail at us at P.O. Box 25885, Fayetteville, North Carolina, zip code 28314, and Push Outreach Ministry, okay, and just request the magazine, and we'd be more than glad to send it to you. Okay, let's get started with a couple of scriptures on Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter and the 7th verse, Proverbs 22 and 6. So we have some other scriptures here. Is Isaiah 54 and 13, Colossians 3 and 21, 2 Timothy 3 and 16 through the 17th verse. Reiterate some of the discussion we already had said in our previous recording. And here it says here, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That's Proverbs 22 and 6. So God is letting us know that we are responsible for our children. We are responsible for how they behave. We have to realize, amen, children, their brain and the cognitive is not fully developed. Is still be developing through even a adolescent age. So it even have a lot to do with their behavior and so forth. And if we do not sit down and talk to our children are going to react whatever the way they see other people react. They're going to learn things from the street. They're going to learn things that are negative that's in the street and through their buddies and through a whole lot of pathways. So if we train our children, if we talk to them, just talk to them. Talk to them. Spend some quality time with your children. Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, 7th verse, it tells us, amen, you shall teach them diligently. That means you constantly, you know, telling them and talking to your sons and your daughters, and you telling them, when they go out to school, when they go out, you know, on their dates, and when they go out, you know, just with their buddies, or when they, you talk to them and you lay down the rules. You tell them about the do's and the don'ts, the right and the wrong. You let them know if you get in trouble, there is consequences behind it. We have to tell them. We got to teach them. So we know that times are different, you know. Children that's coming up is so much different from the way I came up, the way you came up. So we got to get hold of everything that's going on in this 21st century in the Western society, and then we have to explore, and we got to come up with some interventions and to keep our children busy. They got to be busy and not be in an idle workshop, getting out there and getting in trouble and getting entangled with a whole lot of nonsense. So we want to get them educated, get them back in school, get them to learn and teach them. And this is why I wrote the article in Push Magazine, caring teachers, you know, about their students and so forth. Sometimes you need small classrooms that you can be able to teach one-on-one. So, you know, like I said, get the magazine and you can read all about it. And we are pushing this article. We are pushing the juvenile system because there's so many things that's going on in the system. They want to try juveniles as an adult. And many people say, well, it's depending on what they have done. No, it's not depending on what they've done. Sometimes it's the state of mind that they're in. Sometimes they're having crisis. Sometimes they're having mental crisis. Sometimes they need to be on medication. Sometimes it's not even vacation. Sometimes they just want some TLC, some love. So the Bible letting us know you teach them in the morning, teach them in the noonday, teach them when you sit down, teach them when you're eating, teach them. Tell them the truth so they can think for themselves and that they won't get themselves entangled with a whole lot of things that's not right. Because let me tell you something, once you get a record, it's on your file for the rest of your life. So we just thank God, amen, for the juvenile system. We're praying for the juvenile system. It's not 100% proof, but we're praying that God will improve the system, improve the workers, improve, amen. We need improvement. Our families need improvement. Our parents need improvement. They need to do better. The church needs to improve. So everybody work together. We can pull this off in Jesus' name. So Genesis, the 18th chapter, 19th verse, says, "For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him." See, God will bless you, your going in and your coming out, if you just teach them. Teach, not only just teach them, but you also got to be a doer. You just can't hear the word and just tell them to do it and you're not doing it. But you have to be that example for our children. You have to let them see that they can do all things that they've put their mind to, that they can reach their goals, they can reach their dreams, and that, you know, that the Lord will bless them as they go on their way, as long as they're doing righteousness and justice. He will always give you favor, always give you favor. So God commands us to do that. He commands us to take care of our family. Men, take care of your household. Wife, do your wifely duties. Children, stay in your place. They will grow up, and they will respect you. Now, if you got children that's talking back at you at the age 2 and 3, 4 years old, and you think it's cute, there's nothing cute about that, because they're going to grow up, and they're gonna stand just as tall as you are, and they're going to tell you where to go, okay? And there's nothing you can do simply because they got older and you got older, okay? So if you didn't have respect for your child and spanked his little butt then, that's right, train the child in the way it should go. Spare the rod, spoil not the child. So we know that it's not going to hurt them to get a little tap on their little bottom, or get a tap on their hands. Nobody talking about child abuse. Nobody's talking about beating nobody to death, okay? So what we're talking about, discipline, you know, correcting them. You know, we need correction, because sometimes we need someone to remind us who we are and what we are representing and how we're supposed to behave ourselves when we have children. Because they are watching every one of us. They're watching every move. So, Isaiah 54:13, it says, "All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children." You see, once you iterate the word of God in them and get them familiar with God and letting them know that there is a God, and that God, amen, looks down on them and protects them and take care of them, that they have someone looking after them, that God himself will teach them, because they will be aware that God do exist. Now, if you don't have God in you, how are you going to teach somebody? There's no way you're going to have no kind of awareness of nothing. Because the only thing that you're going to have awareness is what you see through your 5 senses, through your what you see, what you hold, what you feel and touch. So the thing about it is that we have to train our children and teach our children the Lord, and the great shall be the peace of your children. He will bless them and protect them. They won't get involved with certain things. Now, you think that prayer doesn't change, then you don't think that raising your children godly and raising up, you know, right and wrong, you don't think that God will not take care of your children? Yes, he will. God will speak to your children. God will remind your children. And they will, you know, they look, we make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But, look, we don't willfully make mistakes, okay? God forbid that we willfully just do it arbitrary. No, that's not what God expects of us. We make mistakes not being aware or making mistakes, you know, that was beyond our control. That's the kind of mistakes I'm talking about. I'm not talking about mistakes. You know what you're doing. You know that you premeditated. You know that you was going to do what you was going to do all along, especially when it ain't of God. No, that's not the kind of mistake. That's willfully sinning. So the thing about it is, you know, teach your children good morals, you know, manners. That was one thing my mother taught me, even though she wasn't a godly woman. She didn't know. But she taught me the best she knew how. And what she taught me was manners. Respect your elders. Respect those that are older than you. And be polite. Be nice. Be kind. That's not costing nobody anything. So you get that back in return. So when you mistreat your children, when you're cussing at them and calling them all kind of names and belittling them, what do you think going to happen to them? What do you think? You're not showing no love. You're not telling them that you love them. You're not giving them kisses and hugs. You're not encouraging them. What do you think that child's supposed to do? That's why I asked the question. Are we really helping our children? Or are we killing them? Because we got parents. I hate to say parents. Everybody's not in the same boat. But we got. I'm going to put it parents because I'm not pointing my finger at single parents, because you got parents that have mother and father and they still doing the wrong thing. Ever, the thing about it is that we have to be that good example. We have to take the time out with our children. We have to love them and let them know that they can take their gifts and go very far with them. They become very successful. They could be a great access to the country. They could be the next world scientist. They can discover cures and discover many things that we can't find out today what the situation is or what the problem is or what cure it is. But then God would give them the wisdom. But we got to trust God. We got to believe God. We got to know that God will take care of us. Okay, let's look at Colossians, the 3rd chapter, 21st verse. It says, Father, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. See, you can't just treat your children like an old piece of shoe and talk to them any kind of way. You got to talk to them like a human being. You have to set them down, look them dead in the face, and let them know first that you love them, that you care. And then you tell them, amen, what they're doing wrong or what you are happy about, or encouraging them. And then when you finish talking to them, you let them know that you love them very much. And you pray with them. You bless them when they leave out of your purview, when your children depart from you, you've given your blessings upon them. So do not provoke your children lest you discourage them. And kids are very easy to discourage. You got kids run away from home. You got suicide. You got, oh, my God, you got children bullying other children and children running scared. Fearful, don't know what to do. They can't go to the parents. They can't go to a friend. Who are they going to turn to? if you don't help them. So what's happening is the system, the juvenile system, is full of it. And they try to teach your children. And they, look, by the time that they get your children, they are totally out of control. And they got to bring them, bring their temperament down. They got to train them how to respect others. They have to do what you're supposed to do as a parent. So the thing about it is God will hold us responsible. I know you don't want to hear this, but this is the truth. Because let me tell you something, matters is going to get worse if we don't put a stop to it now. Because the jails are filling up and they're rebuilding and rebuilding and building new prisons. And the jailhouse is being full of juveniles. And they're being charged as juveniles. They're doing time as juveniles. So the system is not broke. The system needs to be improved. We need to improve our interventions in the church. We need to have more outreach ministry for the community, for the children. And we don't think that's important. But you know what? They are your future. They are your representatives for the future. So, I mean, if you're not going to teach them and you're not going to help them to be educated, what good is it? What good is it? So we're not doing any good. So let's go to Matthew, the 12th chapter says, so whatsoever you wish that others would do to you, do it also to them. For this is the law and the prophet. So, in other words, you want to treat people the way you want to be treated. You want the people to respect you. So you have to do the same. Likewise, you have to respect. In order to get respect, you got to give respect, even to your children. Your children are little people with feelings. Your children are people that will one day will be young adults, will be an adult. And they will have to be able to deal with society. We cannot cut them off from society. We cannot have them, look, institutionalized. So when they get out of prison, they don't know anything, okay? So the thing about it is we have to treat others the way we want to treat. We got to remember, respect our elders, respect those are in office, respect, you know, position. Position, your teachers, your law enforcement, your police officers, your sheriff. You got to respect other people's property, respect other people when you are purchasing things from a purchaser when it comes down to marketing. So the thing about it is we got to do better. We can do better. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, but we got to return back to Christ because God, look, he's not going to force you to do anything. He's not going to keep warning you. You know, he has his word here. It's up to us to take the word, read the word, soak the word, and be a doer of the word and do your very best. And with God's help, you can do it. You can make it. So let's look at Timothy, the second chapter. Second Timothy, the first chapter, fifth verse says, I am reminded of your sincere faith. See, a faith that dwells first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwell in you as well. See, you was taught, some of you were taught as little children. You went to Sunday school, and what you learned in Sunday school, let me tell you, was a blessing because it tells you, amen, the golden rule is to love one another. The golden rule told you to keep the commandments of the Lord, you know. And so you have was trained and taught as a child. Some of you was taught as a child, and no, from your grandmother, from your mother, and they would train you and they taught you. And so the thing about it is, you have to reiterate, remind, you know, and remind them not only just because you went to church once or twice, but you got to continue to go to church. You got to continue to hear the word of God. You got to continue, amen, to reiterate and teach and remind, you know, remind. The Bible says, take the earnest heed to the things that we have heard, unless we let them slip. So that means that it's not that you don't know, it's that sometimes we have to be reminded. See, sometimes we just have to be reminded. Okay, let's go to Proverbs, the 13th chapter, the 24th verse. It says, whosoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligently to discipline him. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with disciplining your children. Now, I'm, you know, when you say discipline, you got to draw the line, my friend. I'm not talking about punch your children. I'm not talking about slapping your children. I'm not talking about getting a baseball bat, beating your children to death. Because this is what's going on. Because the parents, amen, somebody, when they were coming up, treated them and mistreated them that way. So they figured this is the way you treat your children. So this is not the way you do it. So we do it correctly. We do it the way the Lord tells us to correct our children. And it doesn't, it's not going to kill you to spare the rod, to let them know, to let them see you don't do certain things. And there's nothing wrong with that. Not only the rod, there's punishments. There's many, many tools that you can use to discipline children. And I'm not talking about put them in no closet, and I'm not talking about putting hot sauce on their food or making them drink hot sauce or making them, that's foolishness. That is foolishness, and you're wrong. Parents, you're wrong doing that. Just like I had seen on Facebook, this young lady's son disrespect the teacher. And the teacher wrote the mother, and the mother came out there. And when she came out there, the mother felt embarrassed. And when she got home, she put it on Facebook, and she cut all his hair off. Now, some people don't like that. And she said, this is what you get when you disrespect me and belittle me before your teachers and your peers. So the thing about it is this correct? Is this the correct discipline? What is correct? Do we not know the difference of what's right and what's wrong? The Bible tells us we will call good evil, evil good. We were called wrong, right, and right, wrong. So what is going on? What is going on is that parents need someone to teach them. There needs to be an intervention for the parents, for the children's sake, because our children is going off simply because they have no love, they have no discipline. They have nobody to care, nobody to correct them. So they are learning the best way they know how. Proverbs 29:15, this is the last verse. It says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, see? But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. And that's what happens. We leave our children unattended, them, amen, raise them themselves, we let other people raise our children, and your children's all confused and mixed up. But I want you to know that God loves your children. He wants to deal with your children and lead them in the path where they will make you very proud. So we just thank God. We hope that you got something out of the Word of God. Certainly, I have so much, amen, to talk about. And we can never finish it all in one segment, but we hope that you're praying, amen, on this day. We have in our prayer for, especially for our juveniles, juvenile sister and the juvenile children, that God would lead us and guide us and let us come up with an improved intervention that we may all work together in harmony. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Thank you.